The Warrior Soul Podcast is written, edited, and produced by me, Chris Albert. Our mission is to provide tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that help the U.S. military veteran community to show up as the wisest, strongest, most capable versions of themselves in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about will most certainly apply to you as well. This podcast is made possible with the help of F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats that you can carry around anywhere with you in little portable packets. They make macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with coconut butter. They're absolutely delicious, and they're really good for you. They don't have any sugar. They also make a lot of cheese snacks. They make meat sticks, and it's just a great company. These guys send packages of this stuff to the troops who are on the front lines overseas to supplement their MREs, and we didn't ask them to do that. They just did that on their own initiative. Really great company. If you want to get 20% off your first order of F-bombs, head over to www.droppingfbomb.com and use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout. This podcast is also brought to you with the help of Save the Brave. SaveTheBrave.org is a 501c3 charity for veterans. They run camaraderie events that include fishing, golfing. They also do a lot of work with Gold Star families. And unlike a lot of other organizations, their board doesn't take a salary. Really great organization that is doing amazing work. So go and check them out at SaveTheBrave.org. With that, thank you guys so much. Let's get into today's programming. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. So last week we talked about the concept of becoming a professional, right? Making sure that you are 100% in on what you're trying to do, doing everything you can to professionalize yourself, doing everything you can to make yourself world-class at what it is you want to do in this life. And one of the things that really keeps people from doing this is that they don't go all in. They step halfway in. They stick their toe in the water and they don't want to commit to what they're doing. And that's a problem. It's a problem because if you haven't committed to the path you want to take in life, if you haven't committed to pursuing your dreams, if you haven't committed to going after what you want most in this world, you're not going to throw everything you have at it. In fact, what's probably going to happen is you're going to try for a bit and then life is going to come up. Life is going to get in the way and inevitably bad things are going to happen in your life. Things that are going to take up your time, things that are going to take up your focus, things that are going to take up your energy. And when that happens, they'll take your focus entirely off of what you want to do. And they'll put your focus on things that the world is imposing on you instead. So a lot of people, as they go through life, what happens is they end up not living the lives they truly want to live. What happens is they end up living lives that have been imposed upon them by the world. It's a really, really important question to ask yourself is that, am I where I am today? Under my own volition, right? Did I get here because I wanted to get here? Or did I get here because I let the world dictate what was going to happen to me? Now, I want to point out a nuance here because there's a difference between saying that you're allowing the world to put you where you are versus you had the world happen to you in some way, right? There's a lot of people out there who they're under the I can't catch a break mentality. The world is always happening to me, right? Bad things always happen to me. Everything bad in the world happens to me. And that is what we refer to a lot as the victim mindset. And the difference here is that when you realize that you've allowed the world to put you where you are, well, then there's a little bit more of a concept of control, right? You realize that you have control over where you are. It's not that the world did this to you. It's that you allowed the world to do it to you, right? You allowed the world to do it to you. Now, why does this happen? What causes people to be put into a position where they're someplace where they never wanted to be? And I want to say this, I've been there before. I've been there a lot, right? I have woken up and I was like, how did this ever happen to me? Right? I woke up around the age of 30 and realized that I didn't have much of a future. I was in grad school, but grad school wasn't getting me anywhere. I didn't have much money. I wasn't in a relationship. And what I realized was that I allowed that to happen to me, right? Up to that point, I was under the impression that, hey, I just have really bad luck. You know, things just happen to me that don't happen to other people. And when I switched to understanding that the world didn't happen to me, I allowed the world to impose itself on me. That was a huge shift that allowed me to do some work on myself that eventually led to good things happening, getting into a great relationship, getting onto a career path that I actually wanted to be on, right? And you know, if you're under that impression that the world is happening to you, the biggest thing before you can do anything in this life, you need to get out of that mindset. So what's the first step here? What's the first thing you need to do? Well, you need to decide what you want to do. And then you need to fully commit to it. So many people are afraid of committing. So many people are afraid of pushing forward on what they actually want to do. They don't want to take the risk. They don't want to take the chances. They don't want to go all in on something that they might fail at. And here's the deal, guys. If you have that fear in your body, if you have that fear in your brain, and you're constantly just testing the waters, you're not going to move forward. You need to put the work into yourself to move forward. There's a lot of people on this planet, a lot of people who want things. Everybody has their own dreams, their desires, and things like that, right? The vast majority of people never realize their dreams. And if you're going to realize your dreams, you need to go all in on what it is you're trying to do. Now, what I want to do here is I want to talk to you because most of you have been in the military, right? Most of you have made a commitment before. And I want you to think back. Right? What caused you to sign that contract? What pushed you through boot camp? What pushed you through your job training? What pushed you through missions that you used to go on? Right? Think about that. You need to think about what your why is here. Why are you going to do this in the first place? Right? What is it that drives you toward this? And what I want you to understand that is that even if it's the wrong decision, even if it's not something you're certain about, you need to try to go all in on it anyways. Because if you're not all in on it, what's going to happen is you're going to go toward your other options, right? You're going to go back to your safety net. And a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, a decade from now, you're still going to be in the same spot over and over and over again. It's a vicious cycle that we constantly encounter throughout our lives. And there's this constant temptation to try to go back toward the safety net. And that safety net is what's going to keep you right where you are day in, day out, month after month, year after year. So my biggest piece of advice for you for this week is to go all in. Make sure that you're committed 100%. Convince yourself, right? You need to convince yourself that this is what you want to do, that you're on the path, and that what you want out of your life is worth the fight for you to pursue. It's not going to be easy. It's never going to be easy. Nothing in this life is easy. But if you commit to it, you'll have a better chance than if you're just sitting there waiting for something to happen. or waiting for a sign from God or waiting for anything, because those signs, they don't happen, guys, right? This is Chris Albert with the Warrior Soul Podcast. I hope you guys are having a good week. Again, I'm in a bit of transition right now, so that's the reason for these short episodes. But we'll be back to our normal podcasting and recording schedule very soon, as soon as I touch down in Florida. But I want to stay in contact with you guys. I want to keep putting this stuff out there. And hopefully we'll be getting some really, really big normalizations to the schedule soon. I got some great interviews lined up for you, and I'm looking forward to putting those out for you too. So with that, thank you guys so much for listening. This is Chris Albert, and I am out.